with Steffi Shock from his album Le Décor, like the decoration. Salut to Virginie. Before that, we listened to the Cumbia Queers. We listened their beautiful version of Mr. Lou, which this is from their album Canta y No Llores, Sing and Don't Cry. And you might remember this song from the opening titles of Pulp Fiction. That's the same song, just a little Cumbia Queers version of it that I love. It's really, really amazing. And we started the... No, not started. Before that, we listened to Los Honey Rockets from Mexico City with Eternamente Resignado. Like eternally... What is it? It's resignated.
Resignated, yeah.
A word. Eternally resignated from their self-titled EP, Los Honey Rockets. And we started the set. I told you it was a long set. With the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. You guessed it, from Japan. With the song Girl on Saxophone X, which is part of their album Paradise Has No Border. Yeah, I have the I had the privilege and honor to watch the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra in Mexico City back in 2018. They are very good. They are like a they play ska. They are like a 12 people ensemble.
Cool.
They have guitars, saxophones, trumpet. Like they have a lot of musicians, and the singer. It was their second time going back to Mexico, and on the first time he decided that he couldn't communicate with the audience. So by the second time he spoke perfect Spanish.
Wow.
And he was just chatting with the audience and telling them, you know, huercas and huercos now. No, he was in Mexico City, so there's no huerca and huerco there. But anyway, but no, he was talking in Spanish to all of us, and we were like, wow, like perfect Spanish. So it was amazing. Yeah. So anyway... Great memory from, you know, the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. All right, well, let us go with some more music, and we'll be right back here at Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, it sounds nice in here. Thank you guys for being here with us again and enduring this.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded and traditional Coast Salish territory and its waterways in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, also through the app for your smartphones, Android or iOS. And you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents. Here we go again. dr-mysterio-happy-hour. There you go. I know. It's a lot. Next time when I have too much time to, you know, lose, I will just spell it like letter by letter in a very slowly way. So I can spend like 3 minutes just spelling my the path for my podcast.
You know, there's a lot of people that follow that.
The spelling?
Yeah, well,
or me.
Talking very slowly. There's an actual niche for that.
It's interesting because, you know, you're speaking properly, but then when you speak slowly, you go a little deeper and they can hear you very, very well. You should put your headphones. Listen to it on the headphones, Kimberly.
Okay.
Or Huerca. Can you listen to that?
Okay.
Can you listen to me?
They're not turned on. I think they're not plugged in. So I'll just take your word for it.
Oh, is the anyway, we'll do it again in the next set. Don't worry about it. Anyway, before I forget, where's my mouse? There you go. We just listened to Polyrhythmics, and they are playing. We'll let you know. Oh, well, this is probably a good side way to go to what's coming up soon. But anyway, so we listened to the Polyrhythmics. They are from Seattle, and we listened to the song Chingador, and I'll let Huerca explain that in a second. This is a live version, and this is from their album Live from the Banana Stand. Before that, we listened to our friends, our brothers, sorry, our sister and mother, not mother, no, our sister and brothers from another mother, there you go, Super Crystal, and we listened to the song Bernica from their EP titled EP. That's just creativity as at its best. And before that, we listened to the Messer Chops from St. Petersburg in Russia. And we listened to the song Popcorno Revenge, which is just their version of the song Popcorn, traditionally from even the disco days. I think it's back from the 70s. And this is part of their album Church of Reverb. So, very happy to be here with Dr. Kimberly Huerca. Gio, Huerca Gio, Dr. Kimberly. So Huerca, can you please explain to Kimberly and our beautiful audience what is un chingador?
Oh my God. It's like a matador, but in from Spain. That's a very hard question.
So we have this what's the word? Multi-use word and verb that is called chingar. Mm-hmm. And that only exists in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it can mean 27 different things. The most common one is to bother somebody. You are bothering somebody.
Oh,
just,
okay.
you are chingando somebody. Yeah. So you can be bothering, like just bothering, like being an annoyance, or you can be like bothering, like, you know, doing like physical harm. But then it goes into, you know, 27 different situations, contexts. It's just unbelievable. So anyway, so in this case, chingador is just somebody that is, you know, bothering you, so it's performing the action of chingar
and over and over and over again,
sort of like a matador.
matador.
Yeah, but I mean, they only do it like once per bull.
Oh, do they? I've never seen.
Oh, you've never seen one? Well,
no,
yeah. It's okay. They are. That's okay. I have, but they are banned from a lot of places now.
Somebody who persists, right? Cool. Like chingador is somebody who persists,
but in a.
In a bad way.
In a bothering way.
In
an annoying way.
An annoying way.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at you. Look at us. We're like the bloody, you know, Dr. Mysterio's Webster's Dictionary.
I was going to say, I feel like we're learning. I'm learning Spanish.
Webster's Dictionary, Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour version. There you go. Perfect. Anyway, so that was that. So, sorry, the Polyrhythmics are playing at the Rickshaw on November or September. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a little bit of what's happening. What shows are coming? Where are we? Just learning to type on the keyboard so that we can go to the right place. Yes, and then we're missing.
I know one show that's coming up this month.
There you go.
Because I'm going to it.
Oh.
We're going to go see the beaches.
Oh, that's right. You know, my son was telling me about it, and I'm... Oh, but you're going... Yeah, but it's at the PNE.
It's at the PNE, so...
Yes.
But...
I don't know if I'm going to the PNE, but I'm thinking about it.
I thought about it, or we thought about it, and then we thought, you know, that you buy a ticket for the show, you get access to the PNE as well, so why not?
Correct.
So the show... It's on a Tuesday night, though.
Yeah, it's August 20... What, 26?
August
25th. There you go, Tuesday. Yeah. There you go. So that's the beaches. You've been informed.
Yep.
Okay, so let's go back to... So at the Rickshaw, we have... August 7th, you have Esther Rose, Kinley Lee, and Chaya Harvey. August 23rd, Silkworm, Nina Natasha Fines, which was formerly Lady Hawk. September 2nd, Southern Culture on the Skits. September 4th, we have an Emo Night, Brooklyn Style. September 4th, at the Wise Hall, we have Mini Trees with Coral Grief and Kylie V. And September 5th, you have Gimme Gimme Disco, an ABBA-inspired dance party. Another disco hit. This is all at the Rickshaw. And that should be good. You have a month. Then on the other side, August 8th, at the Cobalt, you have Hoax and Burn Pattern. What else is not metal? On... August 19th at the Waldorf, you have Mocha Only, Mickey O'Brien, Epic, and Bonafide. August the 20th, you have Pure Love, Eternal Peace with Balkan and Franklin. This is the Astoria. On the 21st at Lana Luz, you have Hawking, Arlo Wells, The Borden, and momentarily, there you go. The venue was updated. I was gonna promote at a band called Venue Updated, which doesn't exist. Anyway, good thing we're paying attention. And yes, where are we? August, Victoria, no. Okay, I think we're good here. And then, where is the other one? There you go. So on August 7th at the Bitmoller Cabaret, you can see Play Lunch. They are a funk band from Melbourne, Australia. Excuse me. And if you go, I will see you there. Then on the 12th, also at the Bitmore Cabaret, you have Pete Murray. At the 16th, also at the Bitmore, you have Greg Mendes. At the 18th, also, this is comedy. On the 19th, at the Hollywood Theater, you have Fink. At the 20th, at the Biltmore, you have Alela Diane. On the 21st, at the Biltmore, They are called the Cybertronic Spree, and they are kind of electronic metal, metal electronic. So it's an interesting combination. I haven't listened to their songs, but it sounds very interesting to have electronic metal. So that's August 21st at the Bitmore Cabaret, the Cybertronic Spree. Then on the 25th, also at the Bitmore, we have 76th Street. On the 26th, you have Lachlan Patterson. Of course, at the 28th at the Vogue Theater, you have the Eagles of Death Metal. Let's see if we can get tickets for that one. September 2nd at the Bitmore Cabaret, Ify Naduigwe. Then on September 4th at the Bitmore, you have Alec Flynn. Okay, that's comedy. September 4th at the Fox Cabaret, you have Glue, which is supposed to be a rap slash hip hop. And September 5th, Bitmore Cabaret, Greg Fitzsimmons. Or some of the comedians, sorry. September 5th at Hollywood Theater, Popo Rot. And I guess the 5th, also at the Vogue Theater, you have Hannibal Buress. And there you go. You have a whole month of shows for you. All right. So that's that. So what else? So what... So what do you do for a living, Dr. Kimberly, besides entertain people?
I have a very boring job. I work in HR.
Where about?
Well, why did I ask?
I know.
That's my mistake.
I'm an HR manager for a hotel. So.
Oh. There you go. Well, you don't look nothing like that, let me tell you.
I am trying to change the face of HR. We're nice people. We aren't just in it. We don't just have a bunch of binders. And people like me, I promise.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you say it must be true. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? Like, why would you lie?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm slowly changing it so people want to talk to me.
Exactly. And why they wouldn't like you?
Exactly.
Like, I just met you and I already have, like,
exactly,
you know?
Rapport.
Yeah.
And she's already chingando you. Yes.
It's human resources, which means you have to have that human aspect.
Exactly. It's interesting.
It's been missing for a while.
It's interesting how some companies have changed, you know, that, because now it's called, you know, people and culture. Now it's called, like, whatever.
They're anyway. Trying to change the name of our department to that. I like it.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they want to change our department name to people and culture as well. So we'll see.
And you're on strike not to do it?
No, I don't mind. I just think it's weird. Just keep the name the way it is, and let's spend the money on something else.
Yes, I hear you. Okay.
On the people.
Spend the money on the people.
I guess it's now Huerca Gio. What do you do for a living?
What I do for a living, there are two things. I am an educational assistant.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say day and night.
Day and night. During the day, I am educational assistant. And actually, at night, I am a life coach.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nobody thought she was going to say that, eh? Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Yes.
Oh, that's very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, educational assistant. Yeah, those, you know, you, the teachers. Yeah, you have all my respect. Well, everybody has my respect, but, you know, to deal with the little ones and then the little ones that maybe need some little special help. Additional help.
Extra help and love.
Exactly.
Extra love.
Mm-hmm. That, and your patience is just, you know, super respected and super thanked and whatever super goes with. Yes.
Yes.
Appreciate
it.
Anyway, thank you for doing that. Mm-hmm. And then the life coach. That's interesting too, you know? It's, I guess, most of us need some kind of, you know, assistance also. And
completely, yes.
Well,
you know, I'm in that book.
Why do you look at me when you say that? Like, yeah, especially this guy. This guy is bloody lost. Like,
he needs a life coach.
We all procrastinate.
He needs two.
Yeah.
That's true, right? So from time to time, you might just need somebody who helps you to